the Milo and Jazz Mysteries. The Case of the Amazing Zelda by Louis B. Montgomery. Illustrated by Amy Womer. Read for you by
Vinny Penna
and Chantal Hussain. Chapter 1.
Milo squeezed the rubber lizard. Squeak! Its tongue shot out. He let go, and the lizard's tongue rolled up again. Squeak! Roll! Squeak! Roll! Squeak!
Milo!
His friend Jazz stood watching him. Quickly, he jammed the lizard on the nearest shelf.
I was just...
What do you think of this?
Jazz held up a yellow ball.
It comes in purple, too. Maybe Bitsy would like purple better?
Bitsy was Jazz's pet pot-bellied pig. When Bitsy got her name, she was an itsy-bitsy piglet who kept finding ways to get in great big trouble. Now she was bigger, but still causing trouble. Yesterday, she'd snitched a tuna sandwich from the table, knocked over a potted plant, and tried to gobble up a tube of lip gloss. That was why Jazz had asked Milo to go with her to Perky Pets. "That pig has all the luck," Milo said. "When I do something bad, my mom doesn't buy me a toy." Jazz laughed.
"Well, the vet said we should keep her busy. Pigs only get into trouble when they're bored."
Milo sighed. He knew how Bitsy felt. Summer vacation had just started, and already he was struggling to think of...